Yeah. Yeah, we got to get it's good to practice in the elements. You know, we're going to play some outdoor games, and you know, it's good to get out there and handle the wet football, and you know, those are the things that come up in those rain games, you know, whether it's in special teams in a return game or the passing game on offense. You know, we just need to continue to do a better job of that when it is like this. And I thought the guys battled hard today. Yeah. Yeah, Hop's having a good camp. We have a good secondary. They're having a good camp. It's a very competitive battle every day. I mean, between Hopkins and you know, Will Fuller and Braxton and Jalen Strong. There's some young receivers doing a good job, and then obviously our DBs. You know, we have a group of DBs that compete every single day and give us a challenge. So it's good. It makes our team better. Yeah, no, it's been a seamless transition. Having Rack here still is a big help. But Mike's doing a good job. I mean, Mike's, you know, obviously, like I said in the offseason, he's ready for this. And he brings a great energy and passion, leadership to the field, knowledge of our scheme. Players have a lot of respect for him, so it's going well.
What's happened in these first 3 days that you have to be fired up the most about
practice? I just like the way this team competes. You know, I think, you know, usually the mark of a good team is when, you know, the offense wins some battles, the defense wins some battles. It's not a, you know, one side or the other is not battling. I mean, not dominating. And I think that's what you're seeing out there. You know, you're seeing the offense make some plays. You're seeing the defense make some plays. And I think on special teams, we're better. We're more organized. We're a little simpler. And guys are competing hard on special teams. I love the competitiveness of this team.
So how does DJ Reed come on?
He's a good player. I mean, he's hard to move inside. I think he's an underrated pass rusher. He's a guy that really knows our system now. He's a great guy, fun to be around, fun to coach, brings a good energy to the field every day. He's a really good player. Yeah, I think all those guys that are going into their second year are much improved from what I see on the practice field. Obviously, that's got to carry over to the games, but Braxton's become a better route runner. He knows our system better. So now he can really concentrate on technique and not have to think about the plays all the time, you know. So he's worked really hard. He came on strong at the end of OTAs, and he's having a good camp here.
You gave some bets a day off. How
yeah.
Do you decide to tell me when you're going to do it?
Yeah, I just kind of – I think about it in three-day blocks, you know what I mean. So maybe one out of three, I'll give him a day off here and there. You know, guys that are, you know, 10-plus years or, you know, certain players that have – you know, that need a break, that take a lot of reps in practice. So, you know, we just kind of – manage that as best we can.
Any of them that are on the president's lobby that they should get that day too?
No. I mean, everybody, you know, the guys that that I feel need that type of rest, you know, they know who they are. There's not many of them. And so I think nobody lobbies me for days off. Some of the coaches do. The coaches lobby me for days off.
But
I think it's really, you know, as long as there's not lightning, it's really important to practice in the rain because we're going to have, like, when we go to Seattle, which is, you know, way down the road, but, you know, there's a potential that it could rain there. So, you know, we need to handle the elements better, especially offensively, than we did today. You know, we've got to catch the ball better, throw the ball better, just overall handle the ball better. So I think it's good to be out in the rain.
So you kind of welcome it?
Yeah, I do welcome it. I like when it's a different element and it's not just, you know, sunny blue skies, and I think it's good to – that's football. You know, we have to practice in it when we can.
Do you worry about slipping or anything like that?
I try not to worry about things like that because when you start worrying about things like that, they happen. You know, it's important to make sure you coach the guys up on getting their feet up underneath them. And like I said earlier, handling a wet ball and those types of things, it's an important thing. Absolutely. I mean, he's in the going into our fourth year now coaching him. He's become I would say a great leader. You know, I think he's really good with the younger players. You see him in the locker room all the time, communicating with the younger players, talking about things that they can do to practice better, to take care of their bodies better. It gives them good advice. You know, sometimes when guys are that good, you know, they're hard to approach. And I think he's a very approachable guy. He's a very approachable guy. He eats with different guys every day. He does a lot of different things to help lead this team. Good?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.